Tanzina Vega, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
It's been nearly a year since you've been in the chair there. How's it going?
This is one of the most amazing jobs I've ever had. From a personal standpoint, from a news standpoint, it has been exciting, nonstop, and important. That's one of the things I've realized more so than ever, our role as journalists and having this national platform to get stories out to our audience is critical. And so I feel also deeply responsible for making sure that we get it right and that we're communicating well with our audience.
How would you describe the show? Say someone's not heard it. What's it about?
Really where The Takeaway sees itself, as being able to help our listeners connect the dots between what you see happening in Washington, what's happening in your own life, what you see playing out around the world, and how that impacts us every day. The Takeaway is where we have a national daily conversation.
Well, can you think of an example of a story that really hit the mark, something that you feel really, you know, lived up to the whole potential of The Takeaway?
In fact, I'll give you two examples of that. One of the things that here at The Takeaway we're trying to do is go deep. We know that there's too much surface out there. We know that news has essentially become many ways a commodity. So what we're trying to do here is go deep. Two examples of how we did that. The first is going out to Puerto Rico for the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria. I took a step back from the host chair and spent 1 week on the ground talking to people that I knew, family members of mine, going into parts of the island that hadn't been, where people hadn't been talked to for quite some time, and really getting a week's worth of reporting in to tell a different story of resilience of Puerto Ricans on the island, of their relationship with the United States, of all the nuances that had really, we think, gotten lost in some of the coverage leading up to the one-year anniversary. You can hear that on thetakeaway.org. The other series that we did, we're living in a moment right now. A lot of people are calling it the Me Too movement. Obviously, women are having a moment. There's a reckoning happening with women in the United States and around the world. And as part of that, we decided to take a piece of that, which looked at rage, and we called it hysterical. And we really examined what happens when women get angry, when women push back. What does that sound like? What does that look like if it happens in the workplace, if it happens in your personal life, like the ways that women are limited in how they can express themselves emotionally. And so that, you know, was another look. And we took 4 days and the different segments with experts around the country to really be able to dig deep into the ways that we allow men, for example, to walk the world and not women.
Why is it important that we have this space, the sort of space that you create for these conversations to happen on the radio?
Radio and by extension, podcasts and audio are A, intimate, so we know that that's important, B, accessible. People can listen to radio. They don't have to have a subscription to, you know, to anything in order to do that. It's democratic. It's the first thing that people turn on in an emergency many times. So radio, and like I said, by extension, podcasts still has a really important role in this conversation. Its focus is on storytelling. Its focus is on the context and the information. We don't need somebody to look good to talk about them. We need to have a good story to communicate.
Tanzina Vega, thank you so much. Congratulations. You are winning an award. How does that
thank
feel?
You.
And, you know, maybe just tell us a little bit about what you might be doing here when you come to Northeast Ohio.
Well, it's always an honor to be honored when someone taps you and says, hey, you know, we recognize you. That's always humbling. So I'm going to give a short lecture there and do a little bit of a Q&A with the students at Kent State. And we'll also be broadcasting The Takeaway from there.
Tanzina Vega, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.